You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This segment is brought to you by APSA. Move to APSA and open a Business Evolve account online. If you're an entrepreneur, you probably spend a lot of your time building assets and trying to grow your business. You may not spend enough time thinking about estate planning or drawing up a will. To look further into this, I'm joined by Rian Boerter, who is Head of Fiduciary Advice at APSA Trust. Rian, thanks so much for your time. Just explain to us, in your line of work, do you find that most entrepreneurs do plan for their estate, should anything happen to them?
Thanks for the opportunity, and no. So we, unfortunately in South Africa, about 75% of people that should have a will do not have a will. Now I'm talking from entry-level clients that's got a salary job or clients that's got big businesses and big estates. So it's really something that, from an APSA perspective, we're trying to educate the country and its citizens on the importance of having a will. Because if you don't have a will, whatever you've built up during your lifetime can be diminished the day you die. Mm. So the importance of estate planning is very important as part of the value proposition for APSA.
Why do you think most people don't have a will?
I think that whole concept of if you're going to do a will, then you're going to die is what people think about. And it's actually the complete opposite. Mm. Estate planning is something that you must be able to do as and when things change during your lifetime. So if you acquire a business, acquire a house, or get a baby, all those life-changing events should trigger that you must have a will. So anybody over the age of 16 in South Africa, whether you've got assets or not, can have a will. And as I said, the staggering stats show that only 25% of people actually have a will in South Africa.
That's interesting, the statement you've just made, whether you have assets or not, because I would have thought that the reason why most entrepreneurs don't have a will is because they're still in the building stage. They are thinking that I'm still trying to build up these assets to leave for my family or my loved ones should anything unexpected happen to me. Or perhaps they've even pledged some of those assets in order to get funding to grow the business. So if this is your thinking as an entrepreneur, and if this is the stage where you're at, what's your advice to them?
So my advice is, if you start with a business or start with a concept, if you have a proper estate plan that walks hand in hand with you throughout that process, you will at the end of the day save your family despair, even if you don't have any assets now. But if for some other reason that grows into an estate that is massive one day, then you can save on estate duty taxes and other expenses if you, from the outset, set up your estate in such a manner that it's the most tax efficient and in the best way for your dependents.
What's a tax efficient estate?
A tax efficient estate is something where your estate is structured in such a manner that upon your death, estate duty taxes, which is levied at 20%, and capital gains taxes are avoided as far as possible or minimized as far as possible to minimize the impact of paying cash out of your estate from your beneficiaries.
All right, so you are listening to this and you are sold by what you're saying. How do you go about, what is the process that needs to be followed in drawing up a will?
So in drawing up a will, what we do at APSA, we've got as part of our relationship banking offering that you can have access to a financial advisor that does a complete liquidity analysis on your estate. We've also got various digital tools available to our clients that will show them the impact of having an asset or building up a business or an estate, what the impact of that is on your estate. So, but my suggestion would be to get in touch with your banker if you're a private banking client or a business banking client. If not, get in touch with your bank that they connect you with the relevant specialist that will be able to do a full analysis on your estate and then put a will in place for you.
And then how regularly should you update your estate plan?
So your estate plan should be flexible. So as I mentioned earlier, that should anything change within your life, then your estate plan must adapt accordingly as well. So acquiring a new business or getting new business partners into a business requires you to update your estate plan, that your estate plan then talks accordingly to that. So if you, for instance, have other business partners, it is important to look at succession planning in the business itself, and that can be covered through a buy and sell agreement, for instance, where life insurance is taken out on the partners in the business to avoid the situation where one passes away and the impact of that is then felt by the other business partner in his or her family as well. So it is something that needs to be updated as major changes or even minor changes happen in your life.
Or even really big changes, as you did say. And I'm talking about the risks that a business does face potentially to that estate, like the recent riots that caught most people off guard. And we could have, we have seen a lot of small businesses being affected by it. So what tips can you provide to ensure that some of these risks are mitigated?
So tips I can provide is to ensure that you have a flexible estate plan. You at least have a will in place that covers the basic needs. We've had situations where clients with estates in excess of 50 million rand does not even have a will. And through that process, the businesses had to stop. In this specific case, there was in excess of 400 employees that formed part of that business, and that those 400 employees could not receive salaries for 3 months until the executor was eventually appointed in the estate. So you need to have a good relationship with a financial advisor that will holistically look at your entire portfolio as well as your estate plan to ensure that it's up to date.
Rian, thanks for the advice. We'll leave it there. Rian Boeta, Head of Fiduciary Advice at APSA Trust. This segment was brought to you by APSA. Move to APSA and open a Business Evolve account online.
Can I get an account that offers comprehensive solutions for my business? With APSA, I can. APSA Business Evolve accounts have flexible solutions for businesses of all sizes and product options that I can control. I get a SmartPay mobile card payment device, which allows me to accept payments conveniently and safely. And I also get the free cash flow manager, an accounting tool that helps me to keep track of my finances and more. It's a solution that evolves as my business grows.
Move to APSA today and open a Business Evolve account online or on our banking app. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity. APSA is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.